which on record, Nixon had people plant things in the shooter's house, the schizophrenic, to make it look political. Evidence is the shooter was clearly under mind control. We know Sirhan was, but finishing up with Bob Chapman of the internationalforecaster.com. By the way, you can call Midas Resources, get a free hard copy or a free digital copy of the latest issue. It's invaluable intel. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. If you want a free hard copy or one digitally emailed to you, it comes out several times a week. Okay, let's jam in a few more calls. But before we do that, you were finishing up, Bob. You're saying that this is they're using 20-30-year-old brainwashing and propaganda systems in the modern era, and it's not working.
You're right. Too many people are aware of the methods that they've used in the past. And I think a lot of things that they've been doing in the open in the last several years, I think they're going to have to think twice about it and start to be more surreptitious about what they do, keeping it undercover. You know, like if somebody dies and they're one of them, they're not going to be able to make a big thing about it in the future as they have in the past. They're going to have to be cooler about what they do. And I think you'll start to see that happen because they see that what we're accomplishing, and they don't like it very much.
Okay, let's go ahead and take another phone call here. Let's talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man? I think I'm going to change my handle to search term Tim since and by the way, I'd like to thank you that you did. I've heard many times, I listen to you every day, that you mentioned a guy, Tim from Michigan, originally inspired you to start the search term bomb. You know, it made me feel good that I made that much of an impact.
Sure, that's how ideas work.
I'd like to thank you personally for that.
Well, thank you, Tim. We're almost out of time. You got any questions or comments for Bob Chapman?
Yeah, man, I got a bunch of stuff, man, but I don't even know where to start. So I'm going to start first by saying that Obama speech propaganda thing. I watched his speech this morning, and you know what I thought? You know, I live in Detroit. Do you know how many people get shot and killed in Detroit by the week?
No. Now Michelle has put out a letter to parents trying to make people think about their kids getting killed and then to associate it with loving her. I mean, they're just these drama queens, always moralizing, putting themselves in everyone's way and about, see, you didn't love us. You made the little girl die. Oh, worship me. And all her fake crying. It's disgusting, Tim. We're out of time. I'd love to talk to you more, and I'm going to try to get to Adam, Tim, Mark, Roy, and others after Bob's gone, but we got Aaron coming in here with something the media is not talking about and something they don't want you to look at. But, I mean, it's just so disgusting to see them when you're awake, Bob, how transparent that these psychic vampires are. They make me want to throw up.
Well, you're absolutely right, but the problem is the average person certainly doesn't see it unless they watch it continually or more often than others. And they're just not equipped to know what these people are up to. And even in the other half of the population, those who can think more clearly, they have a hard time as well. We're talking about things that people don't normally run into. I mean, it's just like people who we would expect would know about municipal bonds, and they don't know what they are. And so that's why we have to teach here on radio and television, so the people will understand very simply what's being done to them.
Well, you're right about that, Bob, and it's certainly rough times ahead, but we don't have any choice but to stand up against this because the globalists have shown in every other nation and here domestically, they want to destroy things so that there's no path left for the general public to ever bring them to justice. They use poverty and police state as a tool. I mean, it is literal darkness falling upon our society, and they want to snuff out the light, but they're not going to be successful. Lord willing, Bob Chapman, it'll seem like 5 minutes from now. We'll be talking to you next Friday, my friend.
You got it. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you. Always great having Bob Chapman on with us. Aaron Dykes in studio. This is an area you haven't heard about.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Studio with us is Aaron Dykes for this segment, and Kurt Nemo worked on this story last night and this morning. It was Aaron yesterday that pointed it out to me. I had read about it in history but kind of forgotten about it. Is government attempting Nixon-esque dirty trick with Loeffner, the deranged shooter? Because if you go back to Nixon and the campaign that was going on with George McGovern and the outsider, George Wallace, who was like a Ron Paul. I mean, they called him racist and stuff, but the point is he was an outsider. He was winning. They were scared of him. And Nixon's on tape admitting, get over to his house. Get over to the shooter's house. Plant Democratic stuff in there to blame this on McGovern, who was the person running behind for the Democratic nomination, George Wallace, who was in the lead. And there's a lot of evidence and research that this was another CIA mind control op. The medical people said that, it looks like Arthur Bremer, the assassin, would-be assassin, that pumped four rounds into the stomach of George Wallace, was a schizophrenic. But that's what mind control does. It artificially creates that. But here's Nixon, and the audio's coming up. It's scratchy, but again, we even have the New York Times confirming this. I mean, people hear the Nixon tapes about other crimes and can't believe it. But Aaron, break down the history, break down the facts of this and the parallel of what's happening today.
So George Wallace was an important candidate because in '68, he was the first outsider or third party, at least in any main contemporary history to actually get electoral votes rather than it going to the Democrat or Republican. Then in 72, when Nixon's running for re-election, he runs as a Democratic candidate, but because of this assassination attempt, is pulled out of the race, and even though he tries to go back in as a third party, he doesn't succeed because of his health. But the important thing is that it's admitted, and it's on tape as you're about to hear, that Nixon schemed to tie his foes, that is, the Democrats, to the Wallace attack. It's a direct parallel to the way the Democrats have been just shamelessly and disgustingly playing for political points the stuff with Loeffner and how they coordinated their attack. It would be one thing if just one Democrat flew off the handle and those were their comments. It's clearly coordinated, you know, from Bill Clinton, the ex-presidents, on down to Pelosi and all the major congresspeople.
Yeah, don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Right, out of the Rahm Emanuel playbook. But who else had the playbook? You know, it was Nixon back in the 60s. And this was his classical 1972-era dirty tricks campaign with the likes of Howard Hunt, Colson in the White House, and the other players you may have read about if you've read that part of history.
Well, well said, Aaron. Let's continue going over, for those that don't remember this era in history, exactly what was going on at the time.
Well, it was in May of the 1972 race before the primary candidates had been fully selected. It was a wide field in the Democrats. Of course, this was the term after Bobby Kennedy was shot and so forth. And you have Arthur Bremmer coming out of nowhere, another loner who, quote, wanted attention. And as you'll later see, Colson actually is reported to have met with him 4 days before the assassination. But the point we have here, the smoking gun, is that we have Nixon and his White House saying on tape, let's blame this on the left, blame it on the Kennedy and McGovern people, blame the left. Other White House aides bring up the record. They say, well, this guy has a previous arrest. Maybe they'll have something to do with the gun shooting. Nixon says, screw it. Just go with the left thing. Just publish it. Get Colson to call his...
It doesn't matter. Say we've got conclusive proof.
That's right, yeah. And Colson called his, quote, friends in the media, including Bob Woodward, and they reported that it was a leftist thing. And that had.
And again, Bob Woodward, high-level naval intelligence, and then, of course, later they used him to then burn Nixon from internally. I mean, this is just a pack of weasels.
Yeah, so you're going to hear those smoking guns in this condensed two-minute clip, but you should also listen to the 17-minute clip linked in Kurt's article. He compares it to the JFK assassination, says how they screwed that one up, and instead of linking the, quote, communist Oswald to the leftist, they blamed it on the...
Of course, he was in Dallas the night before. I've interviewed the mistress with LBJ that was there, all confirmed. Now the head commander of the operation, famous Black Ops assassination commander, E. Howard Hunt, admits it all. We've got it from every angle. We've got LBJ's lawyer confirming the exact same story. And then here's Nixon. Yeah, he already screwed that up. I mean, these people are just so sick.
Yeah, and he even compares the Wallace shooting to Huey Long. Says, that guy should remember Huey Long. He's just like him, one of those guys who stirs up hate. It's a real parallel to the kind of rhetoric we're seeing in the...
And remember, they haven't released but a thimble of these. They use the rest of it for blackmail. And that's why, I mean, we know they're blackmailing Obama. We've got really good intel that I can't get into this time that Glenn Beck is blackmailed. I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, this is the stock and trade of this new world order. This is how they control people. And they've been obviously blackmailing Limbaugh all these years with his drugs and other things he's doing. And that's why all of us that are fighting tyranny have got to try to be as upright and good as we can, like somebody out of the movie, which is a true story, like El Cid or something, Charlton Heston. I mean, we've got to be strong and pure. And that's the only thing that's fulfilling. And they will use anything, any dirt against you, and they'll even manufacture dirt.
Oh, exactly, because in this Wallace shooting, what you hear on tape and then what happened, according to all the accounts we have with Colson and Hunt, Hunt wrote about it in his autobiography, Nixon ordered them to break into Bremmer's house and plant the literature that would blame it on McGovern, Kennedy, or anyone else on the left.
And magically, when the FBI later got there, it was all there. All the stuff they wanted put in there was there.
Yeah, the Secret Service.
And then they magically found
a diary.
A diary hidden under a bridge years later that proved it all.
Later, but they also found the one the day after. I had to check my facts on that yesterday. But a lot of people, including Gore Vidal, believe Howard Hunt himself planted that because the first line of this journal said, it is my plan to kill either Nixon or Wallace with the pistol I have. I'm paraphrasing, but it's all right there in the report.
Yeah, and Kurt did an article that links to all this. Is government attempting Nixon-esque dirty trick with Loeffner? Let's go ahead and play this two-minute condensed audio clip of the 17-minute unedited Nixon tape that's up on Infowars.com. Here it is.
First report, interrogation, Kennedy, first report. Everything's done. Rumors are going to fall over the place. Put it on the left right away. Now you, can you do that? Who can you put it to and how can you get it out? That's terrible. Okay. Let's get out fast before they pin this on the right wing. Be sure to pin the assassination. Just as they try to pin the assassination. Look, when we play the game of this marker change, they have pinned the assassination of Kennedy on the right wing, the virtues. It was done by a communist. And if it's the greatest hope that has ever been perpetuated, can I respectfully suggest, can we pin this on one of theirs?
Well, we could.
Don't you agree, Bob?
Sure. We know Charlotte Dole moved the story in a hurry, but the soul of the student, radical revolutionary. That's easy. She still lives in the wire from 21 years old.
Yeah.
The wire will move that.
Now, let's say he was a supporter, just say he was a supporter of McGovern and Kennedy. I'll just put that out. You say you have it on unmistakable evidence.
They've got a previous arrest on it, right? So there ought to be a record on it.
The word will screw the record. Just say he was a supporter of that and that and put it out. Just say we have an authenticated report and Chuck, the thing is, tell your man, Russell, this is a hot tip and give it to somebody who's a friend.
One of the concerns is to let the press or the local police or somebody else get in and get it for you. We have any control on
yourself?
No. Yeah, so this host is, of course, Chrissy is a student. And I said that Chrissy from Wisconsin and he worked in the government's campaign. That's what we're doing.
So, again, we have a transcript of that, but go over basically what Nixon was saying there again, Aaron.
Yeah, of course the audio is tough, but that is the historical document we have. And he says, screw the record, just blame it on the left, put it on McGovern or Kennedy. He says, just say he was a supporter of McGovern or Kennedy, repeats that over and over. Just put it out, just say you have it on unmistakable evidence, and then he orders them to leak that to the press and blame this Arthur Brimmer attempted assassination on the left. What do we see today? We see Democratic opportunists blaming on the right-wing media so they can bring in this draconian legislation, demonize talk radio, assault the First Amendment, and attempt a new branding of gun control. It's disgusting. It's the Rahm Emanuel Nixon playbook.
It is. And didn't, we know Cheney and Bush and others came up with Nixon, but wasn't Rove in there with Nixon as well?
Yeah, well, he was a student at the time. He did college-level student tricks, and that's around the time that George Bush noticed him and said, hey, this guy's a good kind of opportunist.
Yeah, and they made him the head of the Young Republicans and all that.
Yeah, so he was involved, but not at the high levels yet.
They were very proud of his dirty tricks, though.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, Howard Hahn on a slightly higher level, doing all kinds of dirty tricks.
Hey, what do you think of this new news about the Brad Meltzler. I'm pretty shocked to learn that he's in the news now saying he's best buddies with George Herbert Walker Bush, the Bohemian Grove guy, and he's on radio making fun of the conspiracy theorists that are on his show. While they advertise it was a big open fair show and all this, I just should have known better. But, you know, I don't turn down challenges. I get on the field, even if it's a rigged fight, because I want the fight. But, boy, that's going to be creepy coming out the 27th on History Channel.
I haven't heard that about Meltzer and Bush, but the few minutes I've seen of that show was very disingenuous, and I hope that's not the case with the other episodes.
Well, I mean, now he's in USA Today doing all, you know, like Illuminati signs in front of the temples. He is saying he's in the inner circle. These buddies with George Herbert Walker Bush helped him write this new book called The Inner Circle. And so we've got this guy who's hanging out with the Bohemian Grove Grand Poobah. And he's in other radio interviews making fun of the conspiracy theorist, but then while admitting all this is going on.
So they do a limited hangout while blaming the crazy, delusional conspiracy theorist. That's kind of the pattern.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I am just, I should know better. I'll tell you, History Channel, any production they're involved in. I mean, the 9/11 piece with them. I mean, they would wait till we had like an hour intermission for lunch and shoot the crowd when no one was there and then cut back to me as if I spoke to no one. I mean, it's just, but that's not the Patty Meltzer, Brad Meltzer. Aaron, great job on this report. Keep up the great research. It's wonderful having Aaron here in house with all of his deep research into everything, tying an end to current events. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Has been set up in America. From before the time that Obama was elected, it was his destiny to carry the ball of the New World Order down the field until a new puppet came in. So understand, this isn't just coming from Obama. This is the offshore banking cartel's agenda. They've engaged in all this looting and all this, you know, criminal takeovers of society They've got to have a rear guard action now to protect themselves as they run off with all the loot from the crimes they've committed. I mean, they've been steering a giant empire for their own gain. They've got to continue that fraud. And so now all over the country, Arkansas and other states, the FBI is visiting mainline peaceful bloggers who have asked questions about campaign contributions of congressmen and people, and they're asking them, are you violent? So not only has it been proven to be a hoax that this shooter in Tucson, Arizona, was a conservative, that's been proven to be a total hoax now, you know, on record. If anything, he was a leftist. I mean, that was all his major affiliations. And that doesn't stop the FBI, and it doesn't stop local media around the country from reporting on how it's a good thing to have the FBI visit bloggers. After all, they're the mainstream media, and they don't like it. Those bloggers have bigger audiences in many cases than they do, and why they're teamed up with the government to check into this, because, you know, free speech might be terrorism. So you're seeing the conversion now from, oh, this whole police state's for the foreign Muslims, to, oh, it's for the returning veterans and gun owners, and, oh, bloggers, and there's white Al-Qaeda everywhere. And that's the big article. We have the videos up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get it out to everybody out there. I think this is Drudge Report material. Witch hunt. FBI visiting conservative bloggers after Tucson shootings. And here they are with a straight face in Arkansas talking about it. I'm not going to play the whole newscast. If you want to see it, it's up on Infowars.com. Here it is.
An Ozark man says he's far from public enemy number one, but he felt like it earlier this week. He was interviewed by the FBI because he's considered a threat to a newly elected politician. KSPR's Joanna Small joins us now live with more details. Joanna.
Lee, congressmen and women, senators and politicians across the United States are pinpointing people they say could pose a threat to their safety. This in light of the assassination attempt on Gabrielle Giffords that landed her in critical condition and six people dead. Still, this local man says he's no Jared Loughner.
Clay Bowler says you're watching the worst of it.
Billy, on November 23rd, you made a $1,000 donation to Roy Blunt. Were you fed up with federal spending before or after you made that donation?
He claims these were the most confrontational encounters he ever had with then-candidate, now-Congressman Billy Moore.
Okay, that's enough.
Billy Moore. Never.
But Bowler,
notice how they put it off on him like he's got to explain himself. He goes out to a campaign event, follows the guy along with the rest of the press, and points out that the guy isn't really a conservative and is giving money to candidates that are for big government. I mean, that's real journalism, and he gets an FBI visit. This is an attempt at intimidation. Now, on top of all of this, yesterday, Jason Douglas made some unbelievable discoveries, and he wrote two stories on this subject for Infowars.com. One is Stop, Think, Connect. DHS announces new fear agenda. The other story deals with citizens being trained that people buying guns and engaged in political speech may be terrorists. And we have the Department of Homeland Security FEMA Ready Kids report here. And it says children are our future. And then they have a subsidiary, the Red Dirt Ready report of OK.gov, and it says this is how you tell if you're dealing with a terrorist. Note-taking, using binoculars, individuals avoiding eye contact. I was in a Best Buy a few days ago to buy some DVDs because I like to watch movies when I jog on the treadmill, and I was dressed nice, and I went in, and they had a plainclothes security guard kind of follow me around, and I'd look down to see what movies were there, and he'd come and stand by me, and I started getting a little irritated, and I was looking at him, and then he wouldn't make eye contact, but then I just said, I'm not going to get mad, I'm going to get out of here. But then I saw him kind of follow me, and then they kind of said something, and I went up with like five videos, and I bought them, and the woman said, let me see your driver's license, let me see your ID, I mean your credit card, because I was paying with a credit card, and I just said, look, this is like an airport now. I'm never going to come in Best Buy again. And then the guy wanted to search me in my little bag when I left with my five movies. And they were doing it to everybody else. It's just like, you're a slave, you're scum, you're bad, and everybody's a secret police agent. But continuing here, it says buying guns or ammunition is now a sign of terrorism. and it says political speech is controversial issues being debated. Go ahead and call Homeland Security on your neighbors for that. This is what kids are being trained to do.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so now we learn that in different areas of the country, Homeland Security is visiting conservative bloggers' homes and businesses and asking them if they're planning to attack members of Congress and others if they simply ask questions politely. And the message is, you sit down, you shut up. You don't do that, or we're basically going to come out and say that you're a terrorist. Now, on top of this, you know, at the 9,000 locations, malls, shopping centers, grocery stores, 845-plus Walmarts, that they're putting in some cases, dozens and dozens of telescreens at every checkout counter. They have a telescreen telling you to basically spy on other people that are shopping, watch your neighbors. And, of course, we knew that there would be new announcements. And they have like an AP news scroll on the bottom to make it newsy. They now have a new report saying the Internet is under threat. Watch the websites you visit. Don't worry. This is Cybersecurity Month. Homeland Security is going to be taking over the Internet for your safety. And then you read the architecture of the Cybersecurity Act. It basically admits that they're going to hack up the web as we know it, have internet ID trackers. The president's announced that, that they are going to start taxing it and that they're going to make you serve under national compulsory service. That's the domestic security force, just as big and just as strong as our military. That's a TSA-run Homeland Security amalgamation. You notice the Congress is saying they want TSA as their security now on the streets, their own little private federal goon force on top of Secret Service. Well, it's the same thing here. Now this new cybersecurity making youth go into government training programs in high school to fight propaganda on the web that is going out and countering you and I that are speaking out against them while the FBI visits us and harasses us. I mean, this is the authoritarian police state takeover of the web. And here it is out of Oklahoma in partnership with Homeland Security. This is OK.gov/Red Dirt Ready, which, of course, is the name of the FEMA Homeland Security program, you know, ready.gov. And it says, do you have binoculars? Are you taking photographs or videos? Individuals avoiding eye contact. It continues here. It says that if you are at a hotel and that if you order room service but don't want them inside your room, I mean, a few weeks ago I was with my wife and children in a hotel, and they were all in their pajamas, and we ordered some food about 9 at night. We were going to, you know, watch TV, something we rarely do, a treat for the kids. And we'd already ordered room service at about 7. We were going to let them have some desserts because we were on vacation. That's right. So some ice cream and milk and stuff was coming up. And I was wearing a shirt and shorts, but my wife was in her nightgown. And she said, don't let them in. And so I went over and went outside and signed it. It says go ahead and call Homeland Security if you do that. So, again, I'm a terrorist as well. All of this is a net so wide that, see, everyone is guilty. Everyone is suspect. The terrorists are hiding under the table. They're hiding in the pantry. They're hiding in the basement, in the attic, in the bushes. Only Homeland Security will keep you safe. And it's all about this total climate of fear. This total climate of fear. I mean, there's this new video where Homeland Security is announcing it now 9,000 locations these are being put in. And they're now announcing they're going to put them on highways and in public squares, just big announcements. And they said, don't worry, we want the public involved in the new program. And so we're going to have cash prizes for people and that produce PSAs about internet danger and how bad the internet is. And don't trust anyone. Don't trust your neighbors. Don't trust the internet. Only trust the government run by bankers that are stealing your pension funds right now. I mean, they're really getting gearing up for the full announcement. We're in a depression. They're just stalling, saying the economy's great. Don't worry. Record job losses, record housing price slumps, dollar devaluation. Shut up. Oh, look, the terrorist that shot the congresswoman, he didn't like the Federal Reserve. Don't talk bad about the Federal Reserve. You're a terrorist. FBI's going to visit you. And they're just creating this hysteria. So it says, go ahead and call Homeland Security. This is being given to school children in Oklahoma. If you hear controversial issues being debated, and they're telling us now what controversial issues are. Are you talking about the monetary system? Little people aren't supposed to be talking about those high and mighty things. You just let the bankers run things. They'll take care of it like they've done all over the world. They're nice men in suits, like Mr. Madoff and Ken Lay. Mr. Bernanke's going to take... Now, never mind that Congress asked where the trillions went and they won't say. Did nothing to see here. Move along. You don't want an FBI visit, do you? You don't want to be on a no-fly or no-work or no-gun-buy list, no judge or jury. You better sit down and shut up, and everything will be okay, because together we thrive. Meaning sit down and shut up and do what the television and Barack Obama tells you. The message is, you criticize government and corruption, you're going to get an FBI visit. You sit down and shut up, you're going to thrive. And all these Obama supporters for 2 years thought they were going to get free houses, free cars. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. I don't have to have a job anymore. I'm going to get free health care. Did you get that? Turns out it allows the government to cut the quality of care for everybody and to set up death panels and not give old people treatment and to force 30-plus million people to buy overpriced insurance because the insurance companies wrote it. Do you suckers that are born every minute like what happened? I'm talking to those mainline idiot liberals that think we're going to be safer like you are in Chicago and New York if we disarm the public. Then you can have a total crime-ridden system run by crooks on top in government with their little buddies, the crooks on bottom, feeding on everybody. You like that? So this is all so over the top now. And we've got a big video that I shot last night that Rob Deuce stayed up all night to get up. It's on the InfoWarrior channel. It's the top video at the Alex Jones video channel. We're getting it posted right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's got the headline up there on InfoWars.com, similar to the article, Witch Hunt, FBI Visiting Conservative Bloggers After Tucson Shootings. We have a video of the same title that's 18 minutes long that is extremely powerful that everybody needs to see. Remember, a lot of the public doesn't read now. So those of you that are reading, our higher IQ audience on average, you need to send the video on to those that are basically at a fifth grade level of the general public. And maybe we can get them out of their trance. In fact, we are having some success resuscitating the fires of liberty in many people's minds. And then again, Jason Douglas's two other articles that went up last night. Oklahoma Homeland Security says controversial debate, suspicious behavior. And they're telling us what's controversial. You don't talk about government corruption. You don't talk about the Federal Reserve. You don't talk about monetary issues. You don't talk about crooks in government. You sit down and you shut up. And if we sit down and shut up, see, they know the general public's being conditioned just to accept tyranny. But this is also a message to those of the people that are awake and about to get involved. It's like, you don't want men in black uniforms to come. See, that's why so many people that watch my show, listen to my radio show, watch it streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv, they can't believe I'm real, even though all the fruits of what we've done. They can't believe someone's bold, someone has courage, someone is announcing a contest against the government contest where they're saying, make contest about not trusting other citizens, not trusting the Internet. I'm going to have a contest exposing the TSA rollout of the telescreens brainwashing people. I mean, I'm there engaging them. I'm on the field as an example, confronting these people at point-blank range in the info war. Okay? I've been physically attacked. I'm demonized. George Soros publications say, I will be responsible for the next Oklahoma City. We have been sent the secret army documents where the army is surveilling yours truly. I am surveilled by the U.S. Army, okay, because we're hardcore, ladies and gentlemen. We are real defenders of the Republic. We are picking up the mantle of those that fought in 1776 against tyranny. We are the real Americans. We are the red-blooded Americans. We are the red, white, and blue, regardless of what color or religion. If you love liberty, you're a red-blooded American. And so we're the enemies of these foreign banking usurpers that are butchering our country. I mean, what more does it take? 1984 telescreens saying don't trust your neighbors. 1984 messages, and they're going to get more and more crazy. They're going to be airing in the 9,000 locations citizen-made propaganda and corporate-made propaganda about how dangerous the Internet is. This is their propaganda push to force their way in to take over the web. They've announced it. PC World yesterday. We told you a year ago, but it's PC World yesterday. Internet ID program to be implemented. It's been announced. All the new Microsoft operating systems already have it built into them. You'll have to thumbprint to get online. They're moving at warp speed. It's real. Now, here's an even bigger development. If we give in to the intimidation, they win. It means total enslavement if we don't buck up and say, you know what, I'm not intimidated by you. Just like when a bully starts a fight with you, this is a political bully, we're not calling for violence, we're calling to stand up to these violent people in this violent state with its violent propaganda and its IRS that comes with guns if you don't pay all the money they claim you're owed and the property taxes. They will come with a gun. They will kill you if you resist when they try to take your house. They are the violent ones. They're trying to make you think you're the violent ones. You're the bad ones. They're teaching you that political discussion is evil. They're bringing in classical tyranny, and they're counting on us not standing up and saying no to them right now. Now, I want to get into this. They are making the case, and I'm going to make the case 110%. I will absolutely prove, without a shadow of a doubt, that Rachel Maddow, America's favorite Boy Scout, I am going to absolutely make the 110% case that they are the un-American enemies of the Republic. They are the children of the authoritarian past. And we are the children of the Renaissance, of liberty, of the Enlightenment, of the Awakening, of the Flower of Freedom, 1776. We are the children of liberty. They are the children of tyranny. Okay, it's that simple. And I will prove it now, incontrovertible. Let's go ahead and play a clip of Rachel Maddow demonizing Congressman Brown, who's been on, Congressman Paul, and myself, implying that we are calling for violence and that we are going to carry out violence. And then she says that, you know, it's un-American. I have the Declaration of Independence right here. This is America. More than the Bill of Rights, more than the Constitution. This is it. This was when some of the most powerful men that had a lot to lose put their names, their lives, their treasure. A lot of them got killed. A lot of their families and children got killed when they put their name on this, when they signed their John Hancock. This is America. If you don't stand for this, if you don't kiss the ring of this, you're not an American. This is it. Nothing is more Americana. It ain't apple pie and baseball, folks. It isn't Chevy cars, okay? That's the fruit of liberty. This is the root. This is the root. The liberty and the wealth is the fruit. This is the root. This is putting it on the table. This is saying you're tyrants and I'm calling you out when they were sending trained murderers to kill these men, burning down their farms. This is the root of liberty. And what does it say here? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing inevitably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such a government and to provide new guards for their future security. It is not our right, it is our duty to throw off this tyrannical government. But we are the government. We created this government. And so we have a right to get in the face of these crooks and to get angry and to get focused and to rile people up. That's how you get things done when the face of tyranny, to take our republic back through the states, through the Congress. But they're not going to let that happen. They're going to blow up new Oklahoma cities and blame it on us. They've got the talking points out saying they're going to do it. Even Glenn Beck has to admit that. It isn't going to work. We've got to have courage in the face of these criminals or there is no future. Now, let's go ahead now. Here she is demonizing Ron Paul, Congressman Brown, myself, Rachel Maddow. I think she's one of the most well-spoken men on MSNBC. Let's go ahead and play this clip of Rachel, Mr. Maddow, last night going after Ron Paul, you name it. Here it is.
Fellow patriots, we have a lot of domestic enemies of the Constitution, and they're right down the mall in the Congress of the United States.
That's Paul Brown, representative.
And right down Independence Avenue in the White House of the United States.
They can't stand us. We're calling them out.
It's not about my ability to hunt, which I love to do. It's not about the ability for me to protect my family, my property against criminals, which we have the right to do. But it's all about us protecting ourselves from a tyrannical government of the United States.
That's America right there. That's an American.
Second Amendment, not about hunting or self-defense. It's about citizens having the ability to overthrow the tyrannical government of the United States. That's Congressman Paul Brown of Georgia speaking last April. E.J. Dionne wrote about this at the Washington Post today. He found Republican Congressman Ron Paul making roughly the same argument in print 5 years ago, quoting Mr. Paul, quote, "The Second Amendment is not about hunting deer or keeping a pistol in your nightstand. It's not about protecting oneself against common criminals. It's about preventing tyranny. The founders knew that unarmed citizens would never be able to overthrow a tyrannical government as they did. The muskets they used against the British Army were the assault rifles of that time." Again, the argument here is that the Second Amendment exists so Americans can overthrow the government. That is a view. It is a radical view of gun policy.
Back it up a little bit. No, it's not a view. It's the Declaration of Independence, Mr. Maddow. Okay? I'm sorry that a lot of men in this country still wear pants and aren't going to be the slaves of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. I'm sorry that some of us have read 1984 and know telescreens going in at locations everywhere telling us to spy on our neighbors isn't freedom. You like to pose as a liberal? The real liberals were the founding fathers, classical liberals. Liberal means freedom, the opposite of what you deliver. And you don't like it. Now she goes after yours truly. Here it is.
That time. Again, the argument here is that the Second Amendment exists so Americans can overthrow the government. That is a view. It is a radical view of gun policy.
No, it's not. Americans are asked, why are you buying guns? They're buying it for civil unrest and to fight back against government tyranny.
It's conservative talk radio host Alex Jones.
Yeah.
We essentially have two choices.
That's enough from Mr. Maddow.
What kind of country we are.
I'm done with these people, okay? I'm done. I'm done with their violence, their wars killing millions of people. And I want to tell conservatives something. If you want to really save America and you're really a conservative, say no to the wars. Say no to the torture. Say no to the empire. That is not a conservative position. And you notice the last 2 years in a row, Ron Paul gets standing ovations at CPAC, the most powerful Republican meeting, when he says that. Look, the system is panicking. We're taking over the liberal wing, the right-wing wing. We're taking America back, and you guys are going to try to stage events to make us look mad. Go ahead and try, terrorist.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers of Mr. Maddow. That's back when Mr. Maddow was the spokesman nationwide for big and tall men shops. I'm sorry. In the face of this tyranny, I just can't handle it. Oh, man. Hey, be who you are, Mr. Maddow. I just can't handle it. These people have all got an axe to grind. They want to make us think and act the way they do. Look, I want you to have liberty, Mr. Maddow. Do what you want. Leave me and mine alone. We don't want to be brainwashed by you. We don't want to be under your control grid. But you're saying this is somehow un-American, that we're talking about the Declaration of Independence and our right and our duty. I mean, go read the Declaration of Independence. I challenge every police officer listening. Read the Declaration of Independence and then ask, are you following this? No, this is the opposite. You are taught the Declaration of Independence is bad. I have FEMA videos of police being taught that. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. Of course, it was shot by good people in the meeting. And the truth is, I've seen national polls of 98% of cops being pro-Second Amendment. But the problem is, under peer pressure, they went ahead and confiscated the guns. They had cops from all over the country in New Orleans. We're at a crossroads here, and they've got the FBI going out to conservative bloggers' houses, going along with the hoax that conservatives influence this guy on hallucinogens completely out of his mind. It's ridiculous. Only in a collectivist, authoritarian state, under the Nazis and the communists, if somebody did something wrong on your block, you got in trouble for it. That's not the American way. That's not freedom. Just 30, 40 years ago, the U.S. was the model of the world. It wasn't perfect, but it wrote the book on freedom. Now it's selling tyranny worldwide as liberty. This is not land of the free, home of the brave. We've got to make it that again. We got our guests coming up at 8 after, but I got a bunch of other news I want to get to here. I just want to really ask listeners today to get this. You know what? We've actually begun to fail getting the number one search term. We'd always gotten it in the past. Lately, I guess because it's such big news days, we've only been getting second place, third place. I'd like to make this number one today. I'd like to make Witch Hunt FBI, Witch Hunt FBI, it's got to be a little, you know, bit of a complex term or other news will come up, and it'll take people to PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com and all of your blogs and sites that post it as well. Witch Hunt FBI, again, Witch Hunt FBI visiting conservative bloggers after Tucson shootings. I mean, this is commissars. This is political police. This is hardcore. Let's search that term. Let's make it number one. I'm going to enter it into Google and then hit enter over and over again. Witch Hunt FBI. And they got local newscasts in the story we put together, posted there, like it's normal. Why, he asked about campaign contributions politely. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is horrible. This is unacceptable. What does the Oklahoma report bordering Arkansas. What does it say? It says, are they talking about controversial issues at a political meeting? Go ahead and call Homeland Security on them. Watch their speech. This is what the threat fusion centers are. This is the secret police takeover. We're going to come back and get into a bunch of other news, and we're going to get into health news, places we can at least take action and protect ourselves. Before I go any further, this radio broadcast is possible because of your support, support with the sponsors, visiting the online video bookstore that also has T-shirts, ball caps, you know, anti-New World Order stuff. The government would call it terrorist because it's American. You know, dyed in the wool, heart of America, doesn't get any more Americana. They hate it because they're not Americans. They're the enemy, foreign globalist. It's real simple. We've been conquered by financial crooks, put in a police state to make sure they can get away with it. Check out the online video T-shirt bookstore area at Infowars.com or call toll-free to ask about combos and specials, 888-253-3139. Got a lot of new big exclusive videos also at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.